65 degrees at 8:56. It's time to check on commodity markets, and we bring in Pete Manhart from Bates Commodities in Normal, Illinois. Good morning, Pete.
Good morning, and we have lower prices across the board in the grains. USDA report tomorrow at 11 has been awaited for, and we're evening up ahead of that. In the beans, we're going down on possibilities of a bigger crop report and a bigger carryout. On corn, we're back and forth on possibilities that, yeah, we've got a big crop, but maybe it's not going to be quite as big as thought. And then wheat back down after it had been up quite a ways yesterday, maybe shucking some of that back off. But evening up ahead of the USDA report, looking forward to a bigger soybean crop and bigger carryout. Also then on corn, maybe it's a big crop, but maybe not quite as big as everyone's talking. At the moment, corn is down 3/4 to 1 1/4. Beans are down 7 to 8. The Novembers are 8.49 1/2. If you look at yesterday's high in those Novembers, we were at 51 1/4. We're down at November at 37 3/4, down 7 1/2. So we've dropped a ways from yesterday's high. We have livestock down a little, 30 to 50, and hogs, cattle are mixed, down 10 to unchanged, down 20. The outside markets, we have the metals are lower. Crude oil is a hair higher. The bonds are down 20, but lower grain prices awaiting for USDA reported 11 tomorrow, led by beans and wheat. Corn a little bit. And this is Pete Manhart at Bates Commodities in Normal.
All right. Thank you very much for that update, Pete. We appreciate it. Let's take a quick look at some other notes this morning. The USDA Export Inspections Report showing corn shipments in the holiday-shortened week of September 6th totaling just over 763,000 metric tons. That was about 12.5% larger than the same week last year, but almost 43% lower than the week prior. Meanwhile, on the inspections on the soybean side, those were 925,000 metric tons for the week of September 6th. That was up 19% from the previous week, about 16.5% lower than Labor Day week in 2017. Well, let's take a quick look at current conditions here in the WIOL listening area. And here in Urbana, we're at 65 degrees, and we have a light east wind, relative humidity at 87%. Elsewhere across the listening area, 61 degrees in Bloomington Normal, 58 in Decatur, 63 in Danville, 65 in Charleston-Mattoon, and 65 degrees in Rantoul. In your forecast from meteorologist Andrew Pritchard today, mostly sunny skies, a high of 80 degrees, southeast wind around 5 miles per hour. Clear skies for tonight with a low of 55. And for the day tomorrow, mostly sunny skies with a high of 77. This is Illinois Public Media, WILL AM 580 and WILL FM 90.9 HD3 Urbana. It's 9 o'clock.